Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Good News, God Speaks to Mothers and Daughters. We are rearranging our platform per the orders of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to focus on the good news. We hear so many things during the week, and it carries us in different directions emotionally, and we sometimes just get overwhelmed where we just walk away from the television or turn off the radio and say, you know what, it's just a little bit too much, because somewhere deep down in your soul, you know, you want to help. You don't know how to help. You don't know what to do. But God just placed on my heart that I gave you a book, and you have not been using that book to share the good news. What is it that you have to say so, Bessie, that you can't follow instructions? So, you know, when you get a little spanking, this is part of my journey. And, you know, I tell you, when I come in on Saturday mornings, I basically share, you know, my journey with you. And it's a very interesting journey. May not be interesting to you, but it is interesting to me. But when I look at it, I wouldn't change one thing about it, because I look at the journey, I look at the experiences, and each time it gives me an opportunity to really to go before the Father and talk to the Father and have a conversation. It generates a conversation for me. Think about it. You know, you know, you're living life. God sees you. He's walking with you. Jesus looking at you. Holy Spirit with you. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're a member of the kingdom, the Holy Spirit is in you, alive, and moving around and directing you and talking to you. It's an interesting journey. And you get to discuss what's going on with you to the Father and the Son. That's all it is. It's just having a conversation with God. A conversation with Jesus, which is one and the same in the Holy Spirit. But, you know, sometimes we say Father and sometimes we'll say Jesus, and, you know, and we'll go back and forth. Whichever is still one, the Holy Spirit. But it generates your daily experiences in life, generates conversations with God. And that gives you an opportunity to talk if nothing really happened to you and you don't have no kind of problems or issues or concerns or happiness or whatever it is. You have no emotions, no everything, just plain, nothing changed, you the same. You wouldn't have these dynamic, these awesome revelations from your conversations with God. So when I look at it, I'm like, wow. And so with the book, that's what it is. And I think it was, and I not think, I'm going to just say it like it is. It was just me and pride. Me and pride. And I have to just confess that this morning. because I was like, well, I don't want nobody to think that I'm just trying to sell books. And finally I got it. It's not about me. I knew from the beginning when God told me to put these words on paper, it wasn't about me. Because there's nothing, there's one little piece in there that talks about me having my baby in that book. But other than that, it is not about me. And that was just an example of an experience of having a child. But this book is about you, mothers and daughters, from God. So we're going to do what God told us to do. And we're going to look at it. It's interesting. It's dialogue. The platform is not going to change that much. We're not going to read a book to you every week. We're going to just look at what God said, and then we're going to discuss that just like I've been doing before. But the only thing, the Holy Spirit would give me a topic, and we'd just go in and he'd just discuss that topic. You want to pull topics out of the book. That's the only difference. We're going to pull the topics out of the book, and then we're going to look at what God said, and then we're going to discuss that. We're going to just follow the same format, but we're going to discuss and get our topics. Our topics are going to come from the various places in the book that will, I can see, take us for a long, long time generating, but it's all mother and daughter based. It's right on the basis of what we do and what we're about and what God wants us to know. So that's my little intro for that piece. And then I'm going to go to the switchboard here. 1 second. So I can do some promotions here and send it out. There we go. And then I'm going to come to Cynthia. Let's see our co-host. Go find her here.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good day to be alive. Good day to strive to see what you can get done. You can get a lot done today.
Yeah. Good morning, audience. Thank you, Dr. Fletcher, for bringing me in. Just wanted to say good morning and thank you again for your obedience and our continued journey. It is good news.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is, the whole thing. And you know, it's all about words, Cynthia. When we say good news, it just automatically make a person, you know, stand up, the chest come out a little bit, good news. You know, just say it, good news. Good news.
Yeah. And then God knows everybody can stand some good news with the world going haywire, honey.
Yeah, because if you say bad news, you can just feel your body deflating. Bad news, bad news. Good news is like filling up a balloon. So that's why he says, I told you to carry the good news. That's what we're supposed to do. All of us, not just me. All of us are supposed to carry the good news. If we say something good to somebody every day, we could change a person. Like, we could stop a person from committing suicide simply by saying something good to them. Good news is so powerful.
We never know. You're absolutely right, Dr. Fletcher, because we never know where a person is in his mental or in his spiritual walk, and those are the two things that take people to the edge, and unfortunately they often jump, you know, or whatever method of they use. But the good news, you just might be saving somebody's life. You're absolutely right.
One word from God can change your life.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with you on that, Dr. Fletcher. Yeah. Mm. We need to be a little bit more kinder to people and use the word of God in order that people can draw their strength and find their purpose and find their value. Yeah, that is definitely awesome and awesomely put.
Okay, would you like to give us a prayer this morning? Then we can get
into absolutely, absolutely. Lord, I take this opportunity. I dare not take it for granted. I thank you, Father God, for your mercies today. I thank you, Father God, for Dr. Fletcher and our obedience for the call of on our lives and doing this radio show coming up on 8 years. We are all absolutely just happy that you chose us for such a task. We thank you, Father God, that you put the good news in us to just give people a different perspective about this thing called life. Life can be challenging, but life also can, we can change a perspective just by sharing your word, Father God. So, Father God, we just thank you for your word. We thank you that you are all confirming and that you do give us good news and you give us the word, and it ultimately let us have a different perspective. That's the good news right there. You don't have to see things as though they are, and that's where faith comes in. So, Father, we just thank you for faith. We thank you for hope in this world. We thank you for the good news. We thank you for our Lord and Savior dying on the cross so that we may have this experience where we can see beyond the physical, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit that guides us and put words in our hearts, Father God, to be able to change those perspectives. We thank you, Father God, for Frieda and Deborah. Not sure if Frieda's going to be on, but I thank you, Father God, for their presence. Deborah, it won't be on for a couple of weeks. If Deborah, enjoy those babies. If you're listening, enjoy your nephews. And we just thank you. We'll miss you. And we thank the audience for taking their Saturday morning out to join us on this awesome day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And that is awesomely good news because we made a choice. And we just thank you, God, in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
All right. Well, I do have some good news this morning. I have some good news. Today is the day a few years ago, plus a few more, plus a few more, God allowed me to bring a young lady into this world. And I could say that not only is she an awesome woman of God, she's just an awesome woman, an awesome mother, and an awesome friend. She has been, it for me. And that's my daughter, Angela. Today's her birthday. Happy birthday, Angela. And last
Happy
night,
birthday,
her baby.
Angie.
And her last night, her baby and her husband, fella. Can't leave him out because Lord knows, oh, my God, you can't leave him out. He's one of the best fathers. Never missed a beat. Graduated last night. We were at the graduation, and it was just kind of emotional, but you try not to be emotion. And Josh, he just excited as he could be. He didn't really want to go and get the paper. I was like, his mother was like, yes, you are going to graduation. You're going to do that. Now, we done went through all these years. He just assumed get it in the mail, you know. But it was an awesome event, and it was just wonderful to see him. And I told him, I said, you know, I am so proud of you. Never, ever been in any trouble. Always, you know, good grades, awesome kid, know exactly what he wants to do, been accepted with the police department. They're going to pay for his college, and they're going to pay him to come and work 20 hours a week at the police department. And that's his plan. He had planned that, been in the police cadets for a little better than 4 years, and it's just walking right into what he had envisioned. And this is something that I've always taught them, even when they were little, Cynthia. I kept them every summer from the time they were born, 8 weeks, almost 9 weeks out of every summer. We travel wherever I am, they were with me. But I always told them, you know, when you lay down, envision what you want. Keep your focus on that. And if you don't deviate and don't change your mind, you'll walk right into that destiny. But always check to see if that's what God has on your heart. And I'm telling you, he's walking right into it without a doubt. He just, you know, it's just, you've just seen it. And so here you go with no college, you have to pay any college fees or anything. God has just blessed him. And I just want to say congratulations to my grandson, Josh. And also, I have to say something about my other grandson. I don't say anything about one, don't say about the other, because that's the way we are. And Jared, he's just on his way and doing a wonderful job. Got a wonderful job. We got a nice apartment. Got his favorite dog, and he's just living life, you know, and enjoying it. And good young man of God. So I just thank God this morning for the good news that my family's well. I'm blessed. I have you, Cynthia, your family, you know, and you can look back at your boys and see, we see where God is in their lives because we place those words and those seeds in them when they were small. And mothers and daughters out there, I'm saying to you, you know, you may say, well, what did I do wrong? Or why did my child? If you put the seed in them, it's still in them. Because I could have said that about my grandson, my oldest one, because he was, you know, at college. He was having the college life, you know. He went there large, and he was living large. And so we had to just stand on the word and pray and right on back in, and now look at him. You know, and I know it works. I know it works. They may stray just a little bit, but trust me. If you put the word in them, the Bible said it, and God cannot lie. So mothers, if you have small children, start putting the word of God into their minds, in their hearts. It will stay in there. It will grow. And then when they look like they might be going too far, it's not, because God is in them, and he's talking to them, and he's going to help them, and the Holy Spirit's going to bring them right back on track. So you just keep praying, and you just keep putting the word of God in them, and I guarantee you they'll turn out to be what God wants them to be. So I just wanted to say that this morning.
And the mere fact that we have planted the seeds of greatness in them, that's the biggest thing. You have Christ. You are imitating our Heavenly Father and our big brother Jesus. So you got greatness in them. And so with that greatness, they are doing what it is that God, we've taught them to do what God has put in their heart. And I think that's the most important thing. Brian is off this morning in Atlanta auditioning for Missy Elliott, y'all.
Okay.
So
all right.
He will not hear from that damn thing. He know he got to be responsible and take care of himself, but that's his side job. His main thing is trying to do what he needs to do to be successful as a dancer. God has given him dancing feet, and he's trying to use them as much as he can. And so and to the best of his ability. And you have done the same thing with Josh and his brother, and the same thing with Keith. We have just did what God has told us to do. We didn't do nothing special but love them and plant those seeds of greatness in them. And he said if we raise them up in the way that they should go, even if they stray, they will find their way back. And ain't that good news?
That's good news, girl. I'm telling you, that is good news. I mean, you know, that is good news, and we want to say congratulations to all the graduates because, you know, there are plenty of mothers and fathers out there that have waited for this time period to get the child through and maybe struggle with the grades or situations in the school systems or whatever, and yet you went and sat in that seat and see them walk across that stage and pick up that piece of paper. You may say, well, what does that mean? Somebody, well, I know what people. No, it's not. It's a representation that you completed a task. You started.
And that nothing can stop you. Nothing, no matter what no one has said about them, they walked across that stage knowing that they have whatever it takes to be whoever they need to be in God, in the name of Jesus. They can be everything that he has set out for them to be.
Because that's a lot of times I've had, you know, clients come to me, and they come in my office, and they say, you know, I just want to complete something. And I'm thinking, of course you've completed something. No, everything I start, I get it going, and it looks like it's going well, and then something happens. And then I have to help them to retrain their words, their mind, by changing their words. Because I'm saying, yes, it's going to happen that way because you keep saying, I can never complete anything. I can never complete anything. The subconscious mind, when you get to a certain point, it's going to say, oh, well, we can't go past this. You know, you done drew the line. I can't complete anything. So don't say you can't complete something. So that's when I look at kindergarten, I look at middle school graduation, you look at high school graduation,
Those are steps of completion, and the person mind is saying, I can complete something. I know how to complete. I know how to get past the hurdles and get to the end, and this is just a little token to show me you made it across the finish line. Now, like I told him last night, I said, now you're entering into the world. You know, now you're entering into the dream that you created. Go forward and make sure that you walk with the Holy Spirit, and you're going to be all right. So anyway, so much for that this morning. That's what I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to say it's good news from here on out. It is mothers and daughters sitting around the round table with good news, listening to what God has to say about mothers and daughters. Not my words, but God's words. I'll be right back, Cynthia, and pick you back up, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm going to open it back up for an open dialogue. Let me just get this piece
okay.
out, and I'll come back to you. Okay. All right, audience. As you can hear, I'm excited. You know, as a mother, having a baby, and, you know, you think back and you think about, ooh, what you were going through at this time in your life X number of years ago. You know, I don't think she mind me telling her age, but I don't like to tell people age until they give me permission, but she always tell it, though, but you know. But anyway, I ain't going to go through all that. This is the Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries. We are here under the authority and power of Jesus Christ and led by the Holy Spirit. You know, and I just want to say good morning. I want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us this morning. We are based on the foundation, Ezekiel 16:44. God said, as is the mother, so is her daughter. And no truer words than that. That doesn't mean that everything that your mother did or every disease that came upon your mother or every attack that came upon your mother or, you know, you're going to be just the same. It's just an awareness. It's a seed for you to be aware that if that's not what you want, then you speak to God. That's not who I want to be. You know, my mother may have had diabetes, but I won't. And you don't have to have what she have. He's just telling you, as is the mother, so is the daughter. And so mothers, you have to be very careful because what you're doing, you're lining up the thought forms. You're lining up the visions of your daughter, that what she sees and what she hears and what you're saying. Those are words and that are being planted inside of her. And if it's not good, and if it's not good news, then what? She's going to have to fight those demons. She's going to have to fight those burdens to get over those hurdles. So be careful of what you say. Be careful of what you do in front of your daughter because it's just going to make it harder for her to stay on her journey because then your stuff is going to start creeping up in her mind and visions. Or she's going to make decisions based on what she's seen that you do. If you say a man ain't no good and you don't have to have a man and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, then she's going to come up with those thoughts in her mind, and she'll think that those are her thoughts. Yeah, my mama said, you know, that she didn't have to have a man, so I don't have to have a man. But, yeah, that's not what God said. God created man and woman. He created us for a purpose. And I know sometimes things don't work out and things like that, but don't ever say because God says you're a helpmeet, and we are a helpmeet. So, like I said, let the husband finds the wife. You know, God was telling me just a couple weeks ago. And God was saying, you know, a man that finds a wife finds a good thing. A man that finds a wife. A woman shouldn't go seeking to find a husband. Yeah, and I think sometimes that's what happens. We get so caught up. We go out and we just, you know, I want somebody. I want to date. I want to date. You're saying it to yourself. You may not say it to nobody else. And then when you meet somebody and it don't work out, and they'd be like, well, what happened? No, he didn't find you. You found him, and then you plan it to get him. So you know what? That's what you get. I know. You know, sometimes it works out. So, you know, I just said, I'm going to sit and wait. I don't know why he told me to say that, but it is. You know, wait. He will find you. Now, Adam, Sarah and Abraham, those are prime examples. It ain't nothing but time. And time don't mean nothing in God's plan. 90 years old, having a baby? Come on. Most people can't even fathom that. They're like, oh, come on. You tell somebody you're pregnant now. If I told somebody I was pregnant now, they would faint. They would probably say, what? No. 90 years old and had a baby. And Abraham was fit. He was a man with all of his faculties at 100. God made sure that they did it the way that they wanted to, which they gave up. Who would have ever thought at that late date? So don't give up. Let God's word be true. Let God's word be true. He'll find you. As is the mother, so is the daughter. Let God's word be true. We got to look at how we set an example before our daughters, because then it's going to affect your granddaughter. Because those words are not just mother and daughter only. It's mother and daughter, and then the daughter's going to have a daughter. Then it's mother and daughter again, and then that daughter's going to have a daughter. Then it's mother and daughter again. So, you know, you see how it's going down, 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 generation to generation. And those same words, those same thoughts, those same myths, those same old stories, those same old family history things, and just following, it's like steps going down, 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 down. And it's always living because they're talking about it as if it was yesterday. All right, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I am your host here on the Round Table. Good news, God speaks to mothers and daughters. Good news, God speaks to mothers and daughters. You might want to call your friends or text them and tell them to call in 347-539-5078, 347-539-5078, just to listen to the program. I mean, you're going to learn something. There's no way in the world we're going to sit on here for an hour and God don't nudge you with an unction of something, some revelation to something that you were thinking about. You know, because no matter how well or that you look at your mother-daughter relationship and thinking how perfect it is, you know, and you may say, well, Dr. Fletcher, there's no perfect mother-daughter relationships. Well, I agree. But then there are some people say, you know, and I know I've been doing it for a long time, conferences, workshops, and they'll say, oh, just meeting people in general. Oh, yeah, my daughter and I, we have such a wonderful relationship. We don't have no problems whatsoever. And I'm looking at them going, nah, come on. That's impossible because we're imperfect people. We had no problems. We won't even need Jesus. So I know it's a denial. You're denying yourself. You want someone to think that. But if it's nothing but a disagreement and a color of a dress, you know, it don't have to be a major fight. I've been doing mother and daughter since 1999. And Angie and I will have a discussion. And sometimes I just say, okay. Because, see, now I've learned. I'm not going to argue about it. She's not going to argue with me. What are we going to do? We just say, okay, well, that's the way I feel right now, and then we'll taper it, and then I say, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to taper this, and then we'll come back, because I see where I'm bringing that motherly authority thing up, and she's a grown woman, and you can't just do what you want to do. She's not a child. So now you got to figure out how to communicate. So rather than keep going and let the enemy put words in your head, back up. Listen. But we all could use a word from God in every situation in our lives. And that's what we're here for. We're going to continue our journey, and we're going to continue our journey of the radio program. Like Cynthia said, we're going on almost 8 years at this December, and we're going to take the good news train right on in to the gates, because that was the word of the Lord. And that's what he told us to do anyway. It's nothing new. Ain't nothing special about us. It's just the fact that we just need to obey what God said. Jesus said, go throughout the world and what? Spread the good news. That was it for years. So spreading the good news is simply saying something nice, smiling at people when you see them. Come on now, we're going to have to start this campaign. This is a good news campaign, and I'm starting it today. And I'm asking you, Don't get into yourself. If I thought about all the things that's going on in my life, I wouldn't be able to get up on Saturday mornings and do the good news. But what I do, I put those things aside and I think on the good things. That's what God said. Put those things aside. Focus on my word. My word is the only thing that can heal you. My word is the only thing that can bring you joy. My word is the only thing that can give you hope. My word is the only thing that can give you peace. My word is the only thing that can give you forgiveness. So think on my word. And in my word, you will find everything that you could imagine and even more. So that's how I keep joyful. My word, I will restore your youth. You won't look broken down. You won't look wrinkled up. You won't have low energy. Stay in my word. Incline your ear close to my word. Look at it, hear it. Let it go into your heart. And whatever I say, ye shall have. Because I'm a man that cannot lie. So, mothers and daughters, when you're out there and you're looking at Ezekiel 16:44, just know we all going to look at our mothers and we're going to say, well, you know, okay, that's the way she did it, but I'm going to do it a little differently. We all want to take it up to another level, and that is good. I would want my daughter to be exactly like me, do it exactly the way I said it, because who am I? I don't know. I don't know what God has in her heart. I don't know what God really has intended for her to do. Only she and God can have those conversations. I have an idea. I have an idea, and I'm seeing it fulfilling now. Communication is her thing. She's an excellent writer. She, you know, she can put the pen to the paper. She's done that ever since she's a little girl. I always knew she would be somewhere in communications and now it's moving to communication and technology, book publishing, you know. It's coming fulfilled. You, mother, know. So you have to help your child develop into those things. Again, I'm Dr. Bessie. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at drbessie1@gmail.com. That's drbessie1@gmail.com. Okay, our stimulating topic today is mothers and daughters and the good news. Mothers and daughters and the good news. That's where we're going to start out today. Mothers and daughters and the good news. You know, wow. Last week we talked about mothers and daughters receiving your total restoration now. You know, we talked about deliverance and being able and talking about salvation, receiving that total restoration. You know, that's good news because you cannot live a good, prosperous life without salvation. You may look like you're living it. You may feel like you're living it, especially in front of other people. But if you have not received salvation and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and now become a member of the kingdom of God, it's impossible for you to receive the total goodness of God, because God cannot bless you when Satan is your father. To get the blessings of God, God has to be your father. Once you accept Jesus Christ, God is your father. But you can't have God as your uncle and Satan as your father. You know how you have the favorite uncle and you go over and get, if you need something, or aunt, and they always got something good for you. You go to their house and you're just excited, or you can ask them for something and they always giving it to you. You know, I need something. Here you go, baby. You know, that's your uncle and that's your aunt. maybe even a good old cousin of your mother's or something. So you can't have Satan as your father and have God as your uncle. Every time you need something, you go to your uncle. But when you want to just live life and you want to just hang out and have fun, oh, we're just having a little fun. We're just partying a little bit. And God will let you just go ahead and do that. And then all of a sudden you run into something called sickness. And sickness is standing there on you, just waiting for you. Then you're going to go what? Why don't you go to your father? The one that you're serving, the devil. You serve him. Why don't you go to him and say, you know what, I need you to take this sickness off of me. Because he can't. Maybe one person can heal you. And that's the person that created you. That's the good news. You don't get nothing else. You don't see nobody running to Satan. Satan, I need you to take this off of me. No. Because he set you up and put it on you. He ain't taking it off of you. So then after a while, you got to run back over to your uncle. What you realize, your uncle, you realize the good news is that your uncle is really your creator, your God, your father, the only person that can heal you, the only person that can save you, the only person that can restore you. When you get that, you get the good news. Now you get restored and you run back out. You run back over there and you start playing again. Take it a little while because you want to make sure you're okay, and then you forget. And then you go back over and you start playing in the devil's playpen again. And he goes, oh, you back. Well, the next time it's going to be even worse. And then it gets so worse that, you know, you get to the point where you think you're checking out. And then here you come, prodigal child, and God take you back every time. The good news is that he'll take you back. But don't get caught between the middle. Don't get caught in the alley. You know, there's a little alley between two buildings. And you're trying to cross over, and you get caught in the middle. Couldn't make it back into your father's or uncle's place. So why am I saying that? I'm saying all that to say this. The good news is that God loves you. That's what he wanted. That's why the book was written. He wanted you to know, because he feels like as mothers, we have dropped the ball. And I know some mothers say, I'm not saying all mothers. I'm not saying which mother. I'm just saying what he said. This is what he told me. Mothers have dropped the ball. He didn't specify. And I think we all have dropped it somewhere along the line in raising our children. And dropping the ball can mean something simple as the child saying, asking you, can they do something? And then you say no. And then they wait a while. They pout and they go over to the corner and they look all pitiful because Sandy's setting you up. They want you to look at them and feel sorry for them. And then you go back and you say, well, okay. See, you just dropped the ball. Because he said, let your yea be yea, your no be no, nay be nay. You dropped the ball there. And I can pretty much say all of us have done that. I know I have. I said, because, you know, I get to thinking. Well, you know, well, maybe, you know, all right. She is a good kid. And she, I look at her, and she's looking all sad and just breaks your heart. And, you know, that's why you shouldn't be quick to say no. Got to think about it. Got to pray on it. And then when you say no, it's got to be no. Can't change your mind. Because what you're doing, you're setting the child up. Because now they know if I press her just a little bit, she'll change her mind. She'll change her mind. I've heard kids say that to me. I know how to play her. If I act like I'm mad with her, she'll give in. And they know that. I know that. You know that. Because I was good at it. I was an only, I am an only child. And I knew how to play mother against daddy and daddy against mother. Because whichever one I could get, I could always pretty much get daddy. And mother was a hard one. Now, you just couldn't get past her every she said no, boy. I mean, you didn't want her to say no. Because my mother said, no, you can just go sit down. And I think that's why I said, I'm not going to be like that with my daughter. But my mother said, no, mm-mm. So before she said, no, mother, don't say it, mother. And I tried to build my case with daddy before she got to that no. Because, see, I know she said, no, daddy can't change her mind. But I know daddy could negotiate with me before she said no. Because then she said, if I change my mind, then you have made a liar out of me. So I hated that. I don't say I want to do it because my friends are doing it. That's an automatic no, and that's irrevocable. Irrevocable. She hated that. You will come tell me so-and-so is going. That's why you want to go. That's your justification. Well, they don't live in this house. And the answer is no. So I knew not to let that come out of my mouth. See, there's certain things that we do. So the good news is we have got to set the example. The good news, God is saying in this book, I love you. And regardless of if you drop the ball or not, you can start where you are. Listen to my word. Incline your ear to my saying, and all will be well for you. All will be well. So the book is written to mothers and daughters, written about mothers and daughters, to mothers and daughters. And it follows the outline of what God wanted to say. From the introduction, and then chapter one, you got salvation for mothers and daughters, the prayer of salvation, the importance of God's word, the Bible, God's promises to mothers and daughters, and the gospel. That's in chapter one. Now, that in itself could take us 6 months to teach. But in order for you to understand, and we're going to take a segment out of this, and then we're going to go with that. In order for you to understand and receive the revelation that you need to receive, you first have to be saved. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So you got to say, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I ask you, Jesus, to come live in my heart, to be my Savior. And I thank you for saving me from sin, sickness, and death. And that you want to follow him for the rest of your life. And then just repent. Repent for all your sins. It's a very simple thing. The main thing is just saying, I accept you, Christ, and to repent. He'll come live in your heart. You'll start feeling different. You won't think the same. And then when you get that, then you go back and say, you know what? I asked the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come and live in my heart to lead and guide me. Now you're really getting somewhere. Because the Holy Spirit just really nudges you and pull you and talk to you and make sure that you are not going too far off. You can't do the same things that you used to do once the Holy Spirit is living large in you. You cannot. You cannot fuss at people. You cannot think evil thoughts of people. It just, you know, in the beginning, you may feel quite, you know, you say, well, I feel the same. But you let something come up and see how you handle that situation. The good news is that you're not your own anymore. You're not your own. So we're going to pull that out. We're going to talk about that. You're not your own. We'll use that as our topic this morning. That's our good news topic. You are not your own. He created you for his good pleasure. See, God created you so that he could do his work in the earth. I'm going to go back over here and get Cynthia. The time is going by so fast, Cynthia, I can't believe we only have 14 minutes. Wow.
It's okay. It's quite all right.
But the good news is what I'm saying this morning is that, you know, we have to be, let's talk a little bit about salvation. It is key in how we live our life and get the best out of our life. What's your take on that?
Well, as you have said, you've said it now several Saturdays, we can't have what God has, the fullness of what God has for us, because God blessed the just and the unjust alike. But by that same token, we must be fully committed to being his children, the heirs of our Lord and Savior. If we are going to experience, yes, we all belong to him because he's the creator of us all, but if we're going to experience his fullness, and I think that's the key word right there, experience his fullness, that we simply must be born again and being able to be say that we are heirs of the kingdom. And in that, the fullness comes as God unfolds it in our lives. But like I said, he blesses the just and the unjust alike. So people say, well, if he does that, why do I need salvation in order to have the fullness experience of everything he has for you? Because all you got to do is look at Hollywood to see you can have all the stuff that God has for you. But if you don't have, if you're not walking as an heir of our Lord and Savior, that's why they struggle so much with all the stuff, because they simply do not know how to live this thing according to the Word of God with regards to perspective of stuff. If you lose the stuff, you still belong to the Heavenly Father, so you are okay no matter what. But when you don't know and you don't have and you have not accepted Christ, then you have a whole bunch of stuff, but you don't have the right perspective about the stuff. Do that make sense?
Yeah, and I want to go back to when you say it rains on the just and the unjust, and why people think, well, you know, then if that's the case, then, you know, why do I have to be saved? Well, what I want to say about that is that what it means is that his word is true all the time. The word doesn't change because you save or are not saved. The word works. If you say in the name of Jesus, yes, you can save people, you can heal people, you can raise them from the dead, because what? The power is in the name of Jesus, and you believe that you can do it. But that doesn't mean that you are saved and that you have are a child of the kingdom. Some people are doing it. That's why he said when you get to that door and your name is not on that book, and you say, but Lord, I fed the hunger, I clothed them. I went out and I raised the dead and I laid hands on the sick and they was healed. And he said, yeah, because that's my name and my name works all the time. If you believe it works all the time. But when you say in the just and the unjust, let me tell you, yeah, you like you say, Cynthia, yeah, I got a lot of stuff. I got this, that, and the other. But when it comes down to the judgment day, that's where the rubber hit the road. That's where the separation come in at. You're going to either go to the right or to the left, but you won't enter the kingdom. Because what? Just because you got a lot of stuff, just because you believe in his name, just because all that, but you didn't. He said, get thee away from me because I don't know you. What does that mean? Hmm. Yeah, you use my name. He said, many are going to say, Lord, Lord, use my name. Lord, Lord, many are use my name. And
but don't know me. because
don't
you don't know me. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
You got to know him. And the good news is when you know him, that's when you experience the goodness of him. And that's when
Amen.
You can experience it and enter into the kingdom. Now, that's it right there, Cynthia. You can experience
Absolutely.
It on the earth, and you're going to enter the kingdom and experience it in the kingdom. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Because it's all about a God perspective when we're down here. Then we're going to experience the fullness of what he's been telling us when we get to heaven. But it's all about an experience and a perspective down here. That's why words are so important. If you don't have the right perspective and the right words with regards to the kingdom, you will not experience the fullness of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we struggle so. That's why we struggle so much. That's
mm-hmm.
why we struggle so much down here, because we have one foot in and one foot out. Now you're in your greatest struggle when you trying
mm-hmm.
to believe and refusing to believe. And well, I believe this part of the Bible, but I ain't gonna believe this part. No, boo. If you're gonna believe, you're gonna believe. And you're in your greatest struggle. You're in your greatest struggle when you're trying to pick and choose what you're gonna believe when it comes to the word. You gotta
mm-hmm.
believe it all.
Mhm. Mhm. Yep. My word. And then mm-hmm. another thing too. Now I don't want to get into this too deeply because I'm gonna say it anyway. A lot of times people want to say, well, that was the Old Testament, this the New Testament. Well, in order for you to believe the New Testament, you got to have the history of the Old Testament to show that they all talked about Jesus throughout the Old Testament. The prophets were saying, he's coming, he's coming. Everybody was talking about, he's coming to build you up, to let you know until he got here. And just like he's saying, he's coming again, this we are now in Acts. We are being written in the books of Acts.
Yeah.
Until he comes back again.
It's all in the books. And it's all in the book, so why would you believe half the book and not the whole book?
Yeah.
That's that one foot in and one foot out. You're picking and choosing what you want to believe. It don't work that way. Not for the experience of the fullness.
Yeah, or taking part of it.
Yeah.
And use half to make it match, you know. But, you know, the good news is that if we could say anything this morning, if you would accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, things will turn around in your life. I can't even imagine, Cynthia, that, of course, I've been saved, you know, basically all my life. I got saved at 18. Doesn't mean that I was perfect all my life, but I've always tried to live as close to the line as I possibly could. But I've always had a communication. He could never say he didn't know me, because I'm always there. I'm always talking, you know, and I'm always learning and looking for revelation so that I can get better and better. And the older you get, you realize that's all there is to fulfill the gospel, to do what you're asked to do. What else is there to do? When you realize, when you get into it, it's a better life here than it is there. Yes, you're going to be challenged because Satan's trying to stop you. That's the only thing. It has nothing to do with God. God has given you Jesus, and Jesus has given us what? He's taken away the sin. He's taken away the sickness. He done took away everything if we just believe that. And even
and then,
when
and
you
and
believe,
and
Satan's going to try to trap you up. That's his job.
And I want,
go ahead.
Absolutely. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I want everybody to say, You made a very, very, just using that word perfect. When Dr. Fletcher say your life will change, yeah, your life will change because your perspective will change. But don't think you're still going to be challenged. You're still going to have to choose to walk in his footsteps no matter what God allows. And the biggest problems we have, Dr. Fletcher, when it comes to having faith in God, when God allows a challenge, because God allows it, the challenge is not of God and not from God, but he allows it, because if we didn't have any challenges, we wouldn't need God, and we wouldn't need the Lord and Savior wouldn't have had to die for us. And so when Dr. Fletcher say he will change your life, yeah, your life will change because you'll simply change your perspective. But life is going to continue to happen. Don't be deceived. Life is going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's what you do with that thing that God allowed, that acceptance of that thing, and you walking in his way and you asking him, okay, Daddy, you allowed it, now what? What's next? And how do we deal with this? You got to always go and seek the Holy Spirit to know how to deal with what God allows. Life is going to be challenging because he said it in his word. There will always be trials and tribulations. So don't get that twisted. Yeah, your life will change. But by that same token, it'll only change based on perspective, because life is going to happen no matter what, because it's already been written.
Hello. Come on now. I was thinking about Keith Moore. Keith Moore has always been, God put me on Keith Moore 3 years straight, nonstop, night and day, 24/7. And I've gotten back on the Keith here in the last couple of weeks, and it just seemed like boom. And he was, and I was listening to one of the ones I've heard before. When you do somebody 3 years straight, I've done so much of his stuff. But he was saying that when you're saved, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if your hair is a certain way, if you got gray hair, if you got a tooth missing, you know what I'm saying? No matter what, you're going to be that same way once you accept Jesus Christ. You're not going to have another tooth. You still got to go to the dentist and get that tooth fixed. You know, you're still going to have your gray hair. But what you're doing now is moving into grace. But accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, only you are looking at eternal life. Yes, you're going to go along, but he says what? Now I'll fight your battles for you. I will allow that to happen, but I always say when God allows something to happen, it's because he want to know if you trust him and that you're going to come to him. And like you say, I like what you just said. God, you allow that to happen. Now what? Now what?
I'm telling you, that's exactly what I did when I determined that I was going to resign from my job last year. I knew that there was some issues based on there was some personality conflicts between me and the new people, and I came home that Friday after I resigned, and I said, Daddy, now what? Before that Wednesday, when I heard through the grapevine planning not to give me a class, I said, Daddy, and I made my mind to resign then. I said, well, Daddy, why am I resigning? Am I resigning out of faith or am I resigning out of fear? So you got to have these kind of conversations with Daddy, and so the Holy Spirit can give you what you need. And so when you're not committed to him, as far as have accepted him, you're not going to hear the voice of God. You'll hear a whole lot of voices. But I came home, I made up my mind, I wrote the letter that Friday, I went in and I resigned, and I came home and I said, Daddy, what's next? And let me tell you, because the Holy Spirit reminded me that I had taken a physical fitness class several years ago, but I never took the state exam. And the Holy Spirit just promptly put that in my spirit. I got my behind. You got to do your part. That's another thing, audience. You got to do your part. And stop being downtrodden and believe that just talk on what God, Daddy has said. It all belongs to him, so it all belongs to you. Stop saying what you don't have and what you can't do. Because if you believe in him and he has put everything in you, he said that you can do all things through him. And it all belongs to you. And so I came home that Friday, and he put that in my spirit. June 1st. I started studying, because it was June 29th or 28th, whatever it was, that I resigned from my job. I started studying for my national exam to become a physical fitness instructor. And I promise you, by my birthday, August 17th, I had my physical fitness certification, because I was trusting God for everything that he had placed in my heart, because it's all part of what I do anyway. But for me to come home and have the conversation with him, I knew what he wanted me. I know what he wanted me to do, because he simply reminded me of that class that I took back in 2013. This is 3 years later. I simply asked, Daddy, what's next? And he reminded me, you took that exam. You took that class 3 years ago. Sit down and study. Do your part. And make it happen. That's it. We gotta do our part. We got a part in this. Your first part is to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Then you got to walk this thing out and know he is right there with you, knowing that it all belongs to him, so it all belongs to you. Stop telling people what you ain't got and what you can't do, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and you have everything you need. And if you don't have it, he'll put somebody in your space who have it. He said you have not because you ask not. That's that pride when you need something and you don't ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't say you don't have it. Don't say you don't have it because you ain't asked for it.
Right. Right.
Well,
that's the good news today.
100 people may say no, but you only need one yes.
That's what I'm talking about. And that's what we do. That's what we do well. We don't go with no. We go with that one yes. God will get that one yes to you. Well, that's our show today. It's an exciting show.
If you don't give up.
Yeah, you can't faint. That's why I said don't faint. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, what do you mean faint? Faint means don't give up. Not giving up in your mind, in your heart. The faint in your heart, you can't go. You can't make another step in that direction because you've already given up. So, but anyway, that's our show. We're running over just a little bit. Hold on 1 second, Cynthia.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. Cynthia, thank you very much. We have started this train, and it's on the track. Good news as we travel throughout the world. In Jesus' name. Have a good week, Cynthia. I'll talk with you later.
Thank you. Love you, audience, and love you, Dr. Fletcher, and our co-host. Oh. We love you guys, and we miss you.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, audience. Now. Bye-bye.
See you next week. Bye-bye.